Live action, brother. Back at it again for episode number two. What do you think about it, Mr. Breeden?
Shit, glad to be here. Is my mic working?
Man, I think it's working. Man, all sounds good. Man, welcome everybody to Chicken Fried with Chicken Fried. I'm your host, and Bill Purvis, and there's your co-host, Phil Breeden. So, man, we're looking forward to this one. It was a great weekend. Man, we caught up with a whole bunch of barbecue family. We've got Cross Rifles Barbecue going to join us in and talk about his cook. But, yeah, man, it was good. So what do you think, Phil? I mean, San Antonio Rodeo, right?
It's been a couple years since I cooked it. You know, I cooked it 2 years ago and cooked Humble last year. And man, I was fortunate enough to get the invite from quite a few people, actually. But we cooked with AC Crews, Pit Bosses. And, man, what a great group of people. Man, we didn't want for nothing. Yeah, you know, you'll need this, you need that, or whatever. Man, I just had a good time. The weather was a little rough on Wednesday with like torrential rains or whatnot, but man, we got lucky for the cook-off. So man, we had a blast. Really had a good time at the cook-off for sure.
Man, and I was close to Kit, you know, so, and I don't think you were actually close to Kit. Kit wasn't too far from me. So, you know, after every turn in, I'd usually get a sample, you know, and he was trolling around, left a bowl of beans on my counter, and we came in, you know, and Vanessa looked at the beans and I said, oh, those are probably Kit. He left them there. And she goes, no, they look too clean. It was a nice clean bowl with a spoon and foil over the top. She said, there's no way that's Kit, you know. And so, sure enough, man, he sends me a text, left you a bowl of beans, blast off, you know.
Yeah, and those beans hit too, sure enough, man.
And we were talking to Mullet Shakers because they weren't too far. They were across the road from me. And, you know, when we were all kind of hanging, I think, you know, at one point, a bunch of people were at my camp after a brisket turn in, and Mullet Shakers was talking about, oh yeah, we cooked some good beans, but they probably just blended in. We really liked them, but I bet they blended in with everybody. And Kit's like, oh no, mine aren't blending. Mine are on a different level. And I thought, oh shit.
Next level beans.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not talking himself into some glue in the chair. You know, this was before the awards on Friday night. And man, he was talking those beans up pretty good, and sure enough, man, he didn't get in there for a fourth bean. It was pretty great, you know.
So. I guess he has better luck at the big cook-offs on those, because it seems like, you know, every cook-off we do, Kit, you're gonna do beans, man, we probably get an eighth place, you know. I give him a lot of shit, man. You know, yeah. Seems like he wears out that eighth and ninth place, and he's over there working beans, and I'm like, I ain't doing all that. Right. He's pretty solid for an eighth or ninth walk, and there he goes at the rodeo with, you know, who knows how many 250 bean walks. He pops in there with a fourth. And I said, man, what did that pay? And he goes, nothing. So, man, you tied with me. I didn't even turn in beans.
Yeah, he got jingled again on the beans.
You know? Yeah, they paid top three. One outside the money. It's a nice ribbon, though. You got to like that.
Got jingled on the dessert, too. You know, she hit 11th dessert. Man, I didn't hear the end of it because I didn't include it in my post, you know. And she's, you know, she's working over the people that work in there. How many dessert entries? 132. And she ended up hitting 11th, which, yeah, kiss your sister. It's about like third place overall, you know, which that's where our guest tonight landed. Was, man, you're waiting and waiting and waiting. Man, third, shit, man. It's so much different to hit second or first than it is third. So,
yeah, 10th is so much. The banner for 10th is so much better than 11th. No different than, you know, talk to Chris earlier. Man, they give a banner for third. No banner. Like, shit. So, it's a little bit of a kick in the nuts position.
But, man, I had a good weekend. You know, I think I'm going to start, you know, wearing my cowboy hat to every cook-off. I probably should wear the cowboy hat tonight, you know. So
it's August. Doesn't matter. It's been working.
Run that cowboy hat. Me and Phil were at breakfast. It's like, bro, these rodeos, man, and that cowboy hat, it just seems to do the trick, you know. You ought to wear that.
I ain't wearing them out at the rodeos the past few years, right, bro. I'm like, man, Bill is just pretty much the – it's the rodeo cooker. I mean, it's rodeo season. It's time to just mash on it and wear them out. Yeah, I'd be wearing a cowboy hat every time if it worked that way. Might give it a try. Shit, it's worth a try.
I think I'm going to wear it at Smoking on the Rio, you know. So, but yeah, man, welcome all you guys, man. See a bunch of people in the chat, man. Share the feed. Let's get some more people in here. We're going to give away. We're going to try to work Chris over for some chicken tips. I think Chris hit fourth chicken. And I was lucky enough to hit first, and then my wife hit, I think, eighth chicken. So, man, it wasn't really anything magical, but we'll go through it and kind of talk about it. And I did mine on the Weber. I don't know what Chris cooked on, but we'll bring him in here. Let's see. Let's add a, there he is, Cross Rifle Barbecue.
What do you think? What's up, Davis?
What do you think about it, Davis? How y'all doing? Man, we're doing good,
all
man.
All good, baby. All good. you can't hear me, right?
We can hear you. Nope, you're good, okay. Brother. What? You're good.
Make sure. Hey, for those in the back who can't hear it.
Oh, hang on. Before I introduce Davis, I've got a little clip. And when I see this clip, I'm going to play it real quick here. When I see this clip, this is, I think, of Chris Davis. So let me go ahead and pull this little clip up. Here we go. Hang on.
I need your help. I can't tell you what it is. You can never ask me about it later. And we're going to hurt some people. Whose car are we going to take?
Whose car are we going to take?
And he's the no guy that you asked. Can call. He's not going to ask any questions. Purvis, who do we need to hurt? You know, and he would do it. I know he would. He would. He is that guy.
100%, bro.
Man, I don't know if everybody's got friends like that, but man, I do, and I got one, and it's Chris Davis. You know, I know. He's been there for you, Phil. He's gone to the Royal. He's helped you. You know, he's. Man, I met him early on, and man, he's been a fabric of Texas barbecue ever since I've been around, and I'm sure a lot longer than that, but. I know he's helped you at the Royal, and you know y'all've. You know he will tell you your food sucks too. He's got a problem with brutal honesty.
And I'm sure I don't know if it's a there. Problem, but man, what's that shirt say, Chris? And I don't think there's anything more appropriate for Davis. He ain't scared to get in there. That's for sure. Man, if you're going to ask him, you better be prepared for the answer. So
that's right. He ain't going to sugarcoat any of it, you know.
No.
No, he's he will not protect your feelings at all. Wes Garrett won't come on the show tonight because he's scared of Davis. You know, he's, man,
I'm just hanging. Hey, I'm gonna hang out in the back. Look, I'll text y'all.
and we're missing Chris Schaefer as well. Schaefer was going to go. He texted me. He said, "Man, you got Chris Davis on there, man. I'm scared he's going to beat up on me. I'm just gonna go to bed." So, and Schaefer backed out on us as well. So,
man, he texted me and said he's working on his podcast.
Hey, it's finally going to have a seventh episode.
One a year. He's on a good pace.
Oh, man.
So, man, let's talk San Antonio Rodeo, Davis. So who were you cooking for? You were we'll probably explain it to most of the people out there that, man, sometimes San Antonio Rodeo, you don't necessarily get to cook for yourself. It's turning more and more corporate, it seems like, as it is.
It is. I think it's going more and more like Houston. So this year I ran one of Craig Sherry's spots, Texas Pepper Jelly.
Right.
I was Texas Pepper Jelly number two. Craig had three spots, and I was lucky enough that he trusted me well enough to run one of them, so.
Everybody is. And Bloody Mary for the question before. So right. Go ahead, Chris.
I forget where was it.
Yeah, I was just talking about, you know, San Antonio is turning more corporate, so I don't think they have open registration. So the last 2 years they haven't actually opened it up. It's been, you know, they've been saving spots for corporate teams. Yeah. I know myself, you know, the first year I cooked it for Casanova Barbecue and Devil's River Whiskey. And with me winning it last year, I did get a free spot. So I actually had two free spots this year, which is why I had a chicken fried one and a chicken fried two. But, man, I won't be.
No big deal.
Schaefer's not in. I got you, Chris.
Next year, I'll be back with probably Casanova and Devil's River Whiskey just because, man, they won't have open registration. But, you know, one thing unique about it is you still have to be listed as a head cook. So, I had to be listed as a head cook for Chicken Fried 1 and Chicken Fried 2. They wouldn't let me list myself, so I listed my wife as the head cook for Chicken Fried 2. So, which was ideally two shots to try to get back to Houston. Nah, she did, man. She
ain't going to let you cook Houston if she wins that thing. Bill. She's like, no, I got this now. Get a sign. I'm winning Houston. Oh, I mean, the conversation, I guess, with Vanessa, that could go one of two ways. She was a little done with it, wasn't she? She's like, man, y'all can have it.
She was. brisket turn.
It's not as hard as y'all make it look. And right. I'm kind of over it, you know. I mean, come on, guys. Every week it's bitching and moaning and what went wrong, and it's not that hard.
And the first cook-off, she gets two walks,
you know, 300 teams, couple walks, little final
table.
And
she didn't really have to do a whole lot either, you know. So
yeah, and she's over there matching on you. What about that 11th dessert? Thanks, Bill. Yeah, exactly. Appreciate you mentioning that in the post.
Yeah, I forgot that in the post when I posted.
She's results, only cooked 800 cheesecakes. I think Vanessa has cooked more cheesecakes than anybody I know that practices cheesecake. She's really dedicated to it. So she earned it.
She gets real nervous. You know, Phil came around at the time of cheesecake. And him and Carmen showed up outside her camp. And of course, Phil's camp is, man, it couldn't be further away from me, you know. So, man, we usually obviously are usually next to one another at most cook-offs. But, man, this one, he was way the hell on the other side of the deal, 300 teams all the way across. So, man, he's standing there. It's like 15 minutes to turn, and I'm like, hey, babe, Phil's here. Get out of the trailer. Everybody out.
I'm in there. Shut the door, you know. I'm like, is it still cooking?
Yeah.
No, it's not still cooking. She's going to kill me.
Oh, she's in the comments. She's like, yeah, I got left off the chicken fried post. So
always worried about the meats. Just because I didn't use game over in the dessert, didn't even put it in there.
Might should have sprinkled a little bit on top. We might have got in there, you know, been 10th.
Man, at least 10th. I mean, that one spot made a big difference. It'd have been a banner.
Right. Phil comes over, man. She's, man, everybody out, you know. And then finally she gets it in the box and she's doing her final touches. Hey, man, is it cool if they come in now? No. I don't want anybody in here. So, and she kicked me out of the trailer as well. So, finally she got her turned in and, man, her anxiety calmed down and she gets a little Michael J. Fox on it during turning sometimes. But, yeah, man. And I had, like I said, I had two teams. So we'll, you know, kind of talk a little bit about my chicken. I think me and Chris have kind of already shared some notes just talking about chicken just in general. Cause, man, chicken, what'd you hit chicken, Chris? Fourth?
I had fifth place chicken. Fifth place
chicken. Fifth place chicken. Yeah.
No big deal.
But, man, I'm sitting at awards and I see she's been bitching. She bitched and moaned about how my chicken looks so much better than her chicken. And she was, and they didn't look that much different. Hers was a little darker than mine, but, and we obviously ran the same injection package, the same rubs. Man, we cooked them both on Weber's. Her, for whatever reason, man, that Weber, we both had a chimney of charcoal, but, man, her Weber was screaming a lot hotter than mine. And, man, her chicken was 15 degrees in front of mine. And it gave ourselves 2 hours to cook it. And it, hers finished in an hour, where mine was still kind of slow poking along, but, nevertheless, she moaned and moaned and moaned. I thought, man, she's for sure going to get a walking chicken, and I'm not, you know.
You did call that. Well, you called that she was going to do well. She done downplayed that food. She done hated her food so much, there's no way she couldn't walk. I mean, she would have won the contest if she would have hated her ribs a little more.
That's the only meat she didn't hate was her ribs, you know, and she didn't taste them. So
could have hated them.
Man, she was a pro move hating her turn-ins, and sure enough, she got in there on them. But
man, she's been to too many KCBS events. Yeah. They'll downplay some food in a heartbeat, man. Boot leather, man, second brisket, man. Yeah, okay.
there's the GC right there. I'm pretty sure that's Max, the GC, you know. Yeah, so congratulations, smoke, brother. Smoke. You know,
big congratulations. Big time.
Yeah, for sure. So, but yeah, let's get into it on a little chicken talk, Chris. Did you feel good about your chicken? How'd the cook go as far as, I mean, we'll, I guess we'll run through a couple of them, but yeah.
Man, I felt great about my chicken. Like you guys, you know, I mean, I know, you know, both of y'all sell classes. I don't sell classes or anything, but I have no problem telling people what I do.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Hey, I'll go ahead and dish it out then.
Derek, take the notes.
I ran my chicken on that brand new Go-To drum, which for a chicken is a phenomenal cooker. It puts a char on a bird. So I think the basket is probably about the same distance between like an Old Smoky, and Old Smokies make great chicken. However, one problem I did have, and I watched Phil, we talked about grilling chicken fries, so I'll say this, you know. I watched Phil at a contest one time cooking an Old Smoky that he borrowed from Adam Martinez. He had his chicken on there, and he takes his chicken off, puts it back on, takes it off, puts it back on, takes it off. And I'm like, what are you doing, bro? He's like, it's getting too hot. I got to watch this bird. I'm like, okay, cool, you know. Kind of kept that in the brain housing group, thinking like, I might use that one day. Well, I had to use it this weekend. I was on and off, on and off, on and off. And it was just a great chicken. But I did something different that I think that my personal opinion, I don't think anybody's doing in all the barbecue across any sanctioning body. Most people cook their chicken with onions underneath it. And I ran pineapples underneath my chicken to try to give some of that sweet flavor, you know, and it transferred to the wrap, and it was just absolutely phenomenal.
Did you throw the pineapples in the wrap as well with them or no?
Nope. Nice. So I set my chicken on top of the pineapples, and the pineapple flavor transferred into my chicken, which transferred into my wrap.
Nice.
Hey, babe, that pineapple to the list. I'm making a list for you.
Were those Dole pineapples?
No, here's what I want. How thick were the pineapples cut?
Hey, that's the only secret I'll keep.
Canned, we're talking fresh. What, man, we need more.
Fresh. It was fresh, and it was almost to the point of spoiling, which, you know, anybody who eats pineapple knows when you get.
Okay, so they're mush. They were tender.
Yes.
Were going for the flavor. Look at you. I was going for the flavor. Man, I'm just jealous I hadn't thought of that because, man, you know, on the onions, which we all probably done onions at one point or another, but, man, they can get pretty toasty by the end of the cook, right? So there's not much there. And I would imagine that the pineapple was going to hold up better just for kind of protection or whatever.
It held up way better, man.
Man, I ran onions better under mine, you know. I had onions under mine.
So, and how'd you do, Bill?
Man, I think we did okay. Me and Vanessa both had onions under ours, but
you got to say it because, man, I didn't get the no big deal in there earlier. So, man, how'd you do?
Man, no big deal. We did end up first.
First place, no big deal. Yeah, big deal.
No big deal.
And now that we're chopping it up, Bill ran onions, first place. Yeah. Chris ran pineapples, fifth place. Man, ain't nobody asking what I had on mine.
But I will tell you, my chicken was a completely shigged chicken. So, you know, my wife had us going in there. We were going in there, and, man, she was on me about a game plan. And, man, I cook pretty loose, and sometimes, man, I change direction, usually, man, on the cutting board or when I'm mixing stuff. And so we'd written down how we were going to mix game over and, you know, the brines and the injections and all the rest of it. We had it all written down so she could, you know, I'm like, babe, you're going to be right next to me. Man, you're really not going to have to make an injection. I'm going to make them all, you know. So, but she still wanted to write it all down. And I had a really good chicken cook come into my camp, and we were talking about brines. And, man, he kind of told me some of the stuff he does. Man, he's a pretty good old chicken cook. And, man, I ain't going to say his name. And, man, the only reason why I don't want to say his name is I don't want everybody peppering him for questions. But needless to say,
want me to say it?
But, man, he gave me, you know, like I said, I haven't cooked a lot of half chickens, man. I've been running my game over on thighs every week. You know, it's just, man, I've been enjoying cooking thighs, and they've been scoring for me. So, man, why would I change? But here we are, San Antonio Rodeo, and you have to cook half chicken. I can't turn in thighs. So, needless to say, he gave me a little mixture, and I said, screw it, man. And she's like, well, that's not what we got written down. I said, yeah, I know, but this is what we're doing. We're changing directions, you know. And, man, I made the brine, dumped them in there, and, man, I don't have any, you know, like I said, I do that quite often. And, man, I shigged the injection from Phil. You know, I'd asked Phil about a month or so ago or 2 months ago, I was doing an IBCA. I'm like, hey, bro, you got a good freaking injection on the halves that I haven't been doing. And Phil kind of gave me some of the stuff. I don't know if it's what you're running now or whatever, but, man, he's done that before. You know, he gave me a good little package, and man, I hit second place.
Up and everything, wasn't it?
I hit second place. What was that cook-off? Where was it, Phil?
Rotter, maybe? Rotter?
At IBCA one right there that I GC'd.
Yeah, the one in Houston, you know, at the
South Houston.
I don't remember the name. Yeah.
Nah, I told Phil, you know, he called me up and I'm like, man, I liked everything, but I overcooked the chicken. I didn't like the texture of the chicken. So I really couldn't give, and that injection package that he gave me, I really couldn't give it a full, because, man, I felt like the chicken was over. But, man, it still got in there for second place. And I was like, okay, it was my best call of the day, actually, you know. So, man, I stayed true with that one. So, man, it was a little game over on the brine and foul play on the injection. So, man, it worked out great. So.
So I'll tell you something that I did on my chicken, man, that maybe you've done it, Bill. Maybe you haven't, you know, maybe other people have done it. And I think
congrats Aaron on the GC. Yeah. Congratulate Aaron on his GC real quick. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No big deal.
Man, we're going to get you on the show next, Aaron. So anyway, go ahead, Chris. Sorry, bud.
So I ran the chicken fried brine, man, the game over as my base rub on my chicken this weekend.
Oh, wow.
And I want to say that I want to say I learned that from Phil, because Phil used to sometimes do that back in the day, didn't you?
Man, I like what people tell me what I used to do, because I can't remember what I used to do. So, man, every day I'm like, man, you remember you used to do that? I'm like, nope, I don't remember I used to, but that's a great idea. I'm going to circle back on it. So, man, my brain runs at about almost, for sure, less than 2 years, you know, but maybe just a few months as I'm thinking back. But it's kind of hard to keep up with it. And a great tip that we talked about last week, and man, this was told to me in 2018, I believe, by Arnie Segovia. We were talking, we were at Leander, the shootout, and I was sitting there talking to Arnie. He's like, oh yeah, this is now. And he goes, man, and I'm like, you know, I've been working on this, and you know, you writing all that down? And I said, no, man, I got it right here. And he goes, Phil, you need to write it down. Man, I took it to heart, and I've been writing down stuff ever since. So that does help me look back for all my tweaks, because I can't remember anything anymore. After 340 contests, it's kind of hard. So
recipe number 241.
Right. 242 is going to have pineapples.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Well, I'll tell you, so, I mean, just kind of circling back on the chicken, you know, we'll move into ribs and brisket here in a second, but, you know, I'm cooking, I've got to cook, or I don't really have to cook, she's cooking, you know, but we're next to one another, and, you know, my wife's never done a cook-off, so, man, I'm helping her, and I've got two friends that aren't necessarily comp cooks, they're just friends, and, man, he barbecues, but he's not a serious comp cook, so they agreed to come and help her, and so we light two Webers, man, get them the timeline. We go over the timeline in the car. We light the Webers, you know, turn in was at 10:30. Man, I wanted to give myself 2 hours to cook these chickens. So I wanted to put them on at 8:30. And man, we light a chimney of Carco, dump the chimney of Carco in each Weber. Both of them had a chimney. But like I said, man, hers was just blazing through. And he's like, man, I'm sitting here at, you know, 130 degree internal temp on this breast. And man, I'm sitting at like 115 or something. So needless to say, her chicken finished in like an hour and 5 minutes. And man, it was like, it was cooking so hot and so fast that I felt like, man, I need to get this thing off. And me and Phil have talked about carryover and whatnot. So man, I ran that breast to 150 degrees. And after an hour, I threw it in the Cambro and let it, and I left that probe in there, and that breast carried all the way to 159 from pulling it at 150. And it carried over sitting in that Cambro all the way to 159. And my chicken, man, it never touched the Cambro. My chicken was just slowly kept moving up and moving up. And man, it got to about 154, 155. And I yanked it off, put it on the counter. We sauced both of them. They went back on for 10 or 15 minutes. They both looked good. Mine did look a little better, but man, hers still looked great.
No big deal.
But, you know, it was the same recipe, same injection. But, man, it was two different cooks. You know, I had to finish cooking hers in the Cambro because it was just, man, it was just blazing so hot. But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, you know, like I said, two different
cooks. But that's what you were doing, bro. You were cooking, you know. And, man, that's why it makes it so hard for everybody out there is, man, we have the best laid plan, and sometimes it just doesn't go exactly like our plan. So it's the adjustments you make in that process, man. You're doing the exact same thing, and the cooks are going two different ways. So you've got to make decisions of, man, how you're going to finish out that bird, you know. So that's cooking.
And I gave
that's
her
what happened to me this weekend, too.
I gave her the best bird too. You know, I gave her the best bird. I gave her the best ribs. Man, even there was one point she goes, "Man, I think these ribs are magic." And the, I mean, it was a beautiful rack. And I said, "Man, you guys are going to take this one." And she's like, "No, man, I don't want that one. You have it." I said, "No, baby, I want to see her walk." You know, so man, I felt like her chicken had a little bit plumper breast just out of the package, and man, I wanted to see her get on stage. And man, I won the event last year, so even going in there, I already felt like, man, I already won this thing. You know, so it was.
And I always give Carmen the shittier meat. She still always beats me. So, like, man, these are a little thinner. You like these, babe? Good marbling. Beats me.
Beats you. Exactly. Yeah. So, but what were you saying, Chris? Yeah, yours didn't go as planned, though.
Mine didn't go as planned, man. I think that's one thing that a lot of these young cooks can learn, man. Sometimes things don't go the way they're supposed to go, and you got to be able to improvise, adapt, and overcome and make that cook work for yourself, you know? So I thought mine went a little further than what it was supposed to. And when it got there, I was like, shit, man, I'm only like fucking 4 or 5 degrees from a KCBS chicken. I was like, I might as well run a KCBS chicken to this wrap and see what it does. Because when I stuck the temperature probe in the breast, I was like, son of a bitch, this thing is really tender. So I just went ahead and ran it. And I was like, you know what? Whatever happens, happens. Because unlike most people, I inject my chicken extremely hot. I mean, my injection is almost to the boiling point when I inject it.
Wow.
Because I'm going on the pit within 2 minutes of injecting.
Oh, wow. Carl Davis asked if I wrap. I did not. I have wrapped, but man, these chickens, I didn't, you know, and I'm not one that, man, I play around. The only time to play around or scratch different itches, I think one time I injected maple syrup on my brisket and I told Phil, and he's like, well, man, you had to scratch that itch, you know, because it didn't work out.
Cost you the contest. Good job. Nice time to pick it.
I know. I had second ribs, second chicken, and freaking almost dead last in brisket. And I'm like, well, I guess my rib injection doesn't go so hot. I was trying to, you know, do something. It's an itch I wanted to scratch, man. I thought, well, I'm going to freaking shoot my freaking brisket with my rib injection and see what happens. And man, I beat somebody. I was second from dead last in brisket. But,
man, that's why the classes are so expensive. We're sifting through the stuff that don't work, you know? Yeah. I mean, man, you ain't looking for the thing to do. You're looking for the thing not to do.
And maple syrup in your brisket's not a good thing. So don't
write that down.
Write it down. You know,
Wes, put it in the notes. Are we not getting Wes tonight at all, for real?
I think Wes is hanging out in the comments. He can jump in whenever he wants.
He's skinning Bambi. He's skinning that little bitty Bambi he killed. They still have spots on it.
They're still waiting on a cell tower in Mississippi, huh?
There he is. No, brother, I had to go put a shirt on, guys. Y'all didn't want to see this. So I was watching TV, shirt off.
Started off the show in your underwear, huh?
Wait a minute. I haven't got to that point yet. There's no underwear, bro. It's just a shirt.
Oh, my God.
I'm guessing I'm going to leave now.
Thanks for hopping in, Wes. Man, we couldn't live without that.
No problem, guys. We're going to get us above 100 here, bro. That, or we're going to lose about 50 people.
It's going to go one way or the other.
Right. Yeah, we're going to write this in the notes.
Right. Man, people want to see you play the piano, Wes.
I'm in Alaska because it's, 20 hours of daylight here, guys.
Man, can we get the Jack Banner back?
You know what? The Jack Banner's coming back next episode.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because I need everybody to know that I've been to the Jack. As Phil said the first episode,
man, we're dropping.
I am associated with barbecue. Damn it.
Well, it's time to wrap up the show. We're only going 30 minutes this week, folks.
Absolutely. Hold on. Let me go get the banner. Please stay on another 20 minutes.
And we got Canada in the house. That's pretty cool.
Love it.
They probably
this is a world championship podcast.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Because I think Hogwild Brandon was deemed a world championship now. I believe it. So,
hey Wes, I want to congratulate you on a great weekend, by the way. High five.
I'm looking until March. So, as I told you guys last, I think y'all will be halfway through your auto qualify at the Jack by the time I start cooking.
No, you said we're like teammates now. Congratulations to me too.
I'm fucking absolutely. We are team. I'm going to ride y'all's coattail, and I think I.
Man, Wes is like, I got a ninth, a first, a fifth, and a what was the other one, Chris? Man, Wes had the best weekend of all of us.
I'm not calling your chicken though. I don't want no part of that.
Man, you missed it, Alana. We just went through the whole recipe. You missed it. You're going to have to go back and rewatch it, brother.
You know? Man, he just glazed. I mean, right before you came on.
All right. I'm going to let you boys have it.
Cool. That'd be a good idea.
He'll be back there on the piano if anybody needs him. So. Elton John back here. Don't know. I'm going to put a shirt on.
I do have to give a shout out to Stacy Brenneman with Bighorn Cookers, because he was walking by and and my wife and her friends, they did box the chicken, they cut the spatchcock, but man, they were really nervous. And you know, after chicken boxing, you know, he's like, man, I was super nervous on that chicken. And I'm like, man, we may be in trouble on ribs and brisket if you're nervous on the chicken. I'm cutting the spatchcock. So Stacy was he was there with Willie. He helped out with, I think, some of the jackpots for Willie. And I was, hey man, what are you doing on rib turning? You mind cutting ribs for Vanessa? No, I don't mind. So I said, what about brisket? Yeah. So he just stayed at our camp and ended up, you know, cutting her ribs and cutting her brisket and boxing her brisket. So,
The funny part about that is I talked to Willie, and you know, Willie's over there. Hey man, Stacy.
Stacy.
Hey Stacy, you want to come help me at the rodeo? Stacy. Man, Stacy jumped ship quick. Right. Man, I'll be over at Vanessa's if you need anything. Good luck.
Stacy was like Reed at awards sometimes, man. He's like, you know what? You're not going to win, so I'm going over here.
Yeah, they'll just jump ship quick. They're going to go for their best shot at it. Like, man, I don't think you got it today. I'm going to ease on over here.
So I got a good kit story from this weekend. I got a good kit story from the weekend. I think Cherry asked about kit.
The crowd wants to know.
Man, Kit was cooking with a team, how many grams, which I think their last name is Graham. So there's several of them.
Steve Graham,
Yeah, so and we're sitting at the Jackpot Awards, and Kit comes sits next to me, and all the Grams are all sitting, you know, next row over far down, and they've all got red shirts on. You know, they're all in uniform. And man, Kit's not in uniform. He's sitting there.
He's not in white.
And he got a beat up shirt on. He's got my hat on, chicken fried hat, and it's all crumbled up at the top. And
that's my show hat.
It's his show hat. It's all crumpled up, grease stains on it. And,
pulled it out from under the seat of his truck.
I got a brown sugar.
We'll just go do that again. Do the KP segment. That's 5 minutes of KP segment, guys. And the crowd's growing. Man, we're 150,000 right now. So
he's cooking beans for this team, and Stacy's next to him on the other side. And man, I look at Kid. I'm like, man, what's your number? Because they're calling out ticket numbers. I don't know. They got the number, you know. So okay. And then I see the guy walk over as they're, you know, they're calling out, you know, 10th place bean or whatever, and he's got the number on his phone or the ticket, and he shows it to Kit. And so Kit remembers the last three. He's like 179. He tells me, oh, we're 179 or whatever it was. And a guy walks back. Sure enough, they call that number for fourth place, and freaking Kit pops up, and Stacy sees those other guys in red pop up. So Stacy doesn't know that Kit's cooking for him. And
he thinks he's got the walk of shame coming.
Stacy's trying to stop him from walking.
No, it's like, other guys.
The other guys, it's not even Kit's like, no, it's me. And he had already told me, Kit leaned over, I was supposed to wear a red shirt to awards, but I forgot. So he wasn't in uniform, you know. So he goes up there, goes, no, Stacy, it's cool. He was supposed to wear the red shirt, but he didn't wear the red shirt. But, man, it's him. So I went over and got a picture of him with the bean ribbon and everything. And man, he don't care about the ribbon or any of it. You know, I don't even know if he's taking the ribbon home, but
no, he was just pissed he didn't pay. You know, I mean, third place played.
Didn't he finish the beans? Is that what he did, Phil? I don't know if he actually cooked them. Maybe he did. I don't know. So.
Thank you. What'd you do on the beans?
Gave him a bean class.
Gave him a bean class, he says.
Gave him all a bean class.
He's in the green room. We're holding him back. Gave him a bean class.
Yeah,
man. He's told me four different versions of what he's done on the beans. Man, he's typical KP spinning circles. You walk away going, "Wow, man, I don't know what he's doing, but if I could ever crack the code, you know, talking in cursive."
It was decoys.
This guy, I do halves, or I do thighs, not halves, but this one we had to do halves. That was the Lone Star. You can't do thighs, so. If you want to play by them, you got to play by their rules. So, man, I don't know if you got any KP stories from the weekend, either one of you. I know Davis, he was close to you as well.
Well, my wife has a picture of Kit passed out of the fire. I wish I had a picture. Let me give you my button and get this picture. Yeah, she does have a picture of KP fucking passed out the fire, and that was pretty funny.
You know, KP, those are a dime a dozen. That's nothing special.
If he takes one bite of food, he's done.
Man, every meal, man, you just give it 20 minutes, you'll get one of those. That's easy. I quit taking them.
He came over with his brisket, you know, and man, how was it? He's got it wrapped up in foil, you know. He said, it was all right, you know. He's downplaying it, right? I tasted his brisket was really good. I'm like, fuck, Kit, that's really good. He goes, oh, I know, and he does his little shake. They're in trouble, you know.
They were on a next level.
That brisket was good, Kit. You know.
Yeah. So
there he is snoozing it. There he is.
Yeah. Newsman. So Kit's been over today. He's helping us with the class this weekend. We're getting the shop ready. It's class week and all this and that. So, you know, Kit's over this evening, and then Bill's over there. Hey, you got any Kit KP stories? So, man, Kit, I got a Chris Davis story. Man, I'm gonna let Kit sit in for just a second while I check the tires.
Okay.
And man, tell us a Chris Davis story. Get in here, Kit. You're on the show.
All right. Let's hear it, KP.
KP, what's up, KP?
Davis,
yeah, buddy.
How's I got going, your buddy? Number.
Hey, I love you, bro.
Yeah,
those beans were good, Kit. Those beans were good.
The beans were all right. I had to leave you a blank cover. You didn't know where they came from.
Well, and I didn't know until I got your text, and Vanessa didn't.
Yeah,
know,
I got a problem with Chris now. He never again will you put your index finger in my injection on the brisket. It tainted my brisket. I got.
Was he shaking?
I forgot to tell you about that contamination issue, Bill.
He was injecting his brisket, Bill, and I looked at it and he was, I don't know about it. And I stuck my finger in it, you know, twirled around like. Good,
stuck his finger in my damn brisket water. There's certain things you can't do.
I tangled it.
Yeah, he tangled me. That's okay. I'll get you next time.
It's all right, bro.
We got to help you somehow.
Man, Kit, speaking of tangling, man, what's Jorge doing on those ribs, huh?
I don't know. We got to ask Chris about that. I think he went in that camp. No, I went over there. They didn't have no food out.
No.
I went before and way after. I went partying with him, though. He did put one on that night. He was happy.
Oh, I bet he was. That was a good result.
He just said he had great ribs and good brisket. So he had a good cook. Yeah,
I don't know if any of y'all ever tried fucking his ribs, man, but his ribs are really good.
Yeah.
I
need to tell Chris one thing. He had a better cook than Chris.
He did.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. So Chris was sitting right in front of me at awards, you know, and me and Phil are sitting right behind Chris. So, you know, I see Chris get that chicken call and I'm like, fuck yeah. because, man, I don't know how many years you've cooked San Antonio, Chris, but, you know, last year when I granted it, Chris was next to me, and he's like, man, it's always the same others that walk every year. And, man, he didn't get a call last year, but this year I saw him get that chicken call, and I was like, hell yeah, good for Chris, man. I'm fucking pumped that you got a call. Man, I get around the ribs, there goes Chris again. I'm like, oh, shit, man, I think Chris is in the lead. And me and Phil are like, man, how many points does he have? You know, man, I don't know, was he get a fifth chicken, fourth chicken? He's got a fourth. What'd you get, a fourth or fifth rib? Fifth or sixth rib. So we know he's well over 10 points, and I'm like, shit, Chris Davis might GC this son of a bitch, you know, because you know how San Antonio Rodeo is, man. I mean, can the rest of the calls could have gone, man, either way, you know. Man, if everybody just singles out, man, you're the, you know, 11 or 12 points, you're in good shape a lot of times. Then all of a sudden, Jorge gets in there on him, you know, with a nice rib call. And, I think Jorge hit first rib. I think he did. First or second. I think. Yeah, first rib. And then Max got in there on a rib call as well, but then it came down to brisket. And man, did Jorge hit brisket or was it chicken? I think he had brisket.
Man, I think we need to spend a little bit more time on the ribs. I mean, shit, the whole show's been about chicken. Now we're moving on to brisket. Can we spend a little more time on the ribs? Man, I don't remember who 10th place was, but we can work it down back from there if you want to, guys. I mean, Jesus.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's spend a little time. Let's go from 7th on down. Hell in the rib. Me and Phil were watching fucking Davis get that double call. Of course, man, Phil hits a nice rib call, and it was like, motherfucker, we're in. And that was his worst meat. We're sitting there ranking our meats, and Phil's like, man, he had brisket at the ribs at the bottom, and he hit, what'd you hit, 8th or 9th, something like
ninth,
that?
Ninth ribs.
And, man, he's asking me to rank all mine. I'm like, shit, man, I liked every one of them, you know. And I guess I'll have to do ribs last, brisket first, and chicken second. But yeah, man, I was happy to see.
What do we know?
Man, exactly. We know very little. That's for damn sure, you know. So, well, Barton got him a rib call. You know, that show's typical. Man, last week, Barton got hammered in ribs at Hold'em. And this week he comes back with a nice rib call. So man,
300 games, no big deal. Yeah.
No big deal. Good job, JB. You know,
man, I've been cooking against JB for a long time here in the San Antonio area, man. I'd say over the past probably two and a half years, man, JB has really come on.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Really come on. He preserved Danny Dietz, which was a nice contest. That when it was IBCA that year. So yeah.
And I want to say he went up to Wyoming or something and reserved the KCBS up there.
I think you're right.
The third overall. I can't remember right.
So
yeah. Always a threat to be had. Yeah, Martin's always cooking well.
And he's a constant professional too, man. The dude is always spot on with everything, you know. So he's a good guy.
No, he is. He's a great dude, for sure. For sure. I was happy to see him get out of his chair. It's, man, it's always fun to watch your friends get walks, you know, and people, especially if they've gotten beaten up the week before, you know. Man, I know 2 years ago, I'm sitting there and, man, I want Phil to do good. I want me to do good. Man, I want you to do good, Chris, you know, and, man, to see all you guys walk, man, was good, you know. So, man, I was happy that I got a walk. I was well prepared to go there and get freaking shut out. So, the contest was big enough for that to happen. And there was a lot of great cooks that got shut out this weekend, just with the numbers of 300.
Man, you
got
to look at it this way. So it is, it really does, at least at awards in perspective, it does kind of have that American rural feel to it because, I mean, you've got 300 teams, you know, so you got 300 chicken, 300 rib, 300 brisket. You got 900 entries. Man, they're going to give out 30 banners. And, you know, four or five teams had multiple banners this year. So, man, only 25 teams really heard their name in the meets. Yeah. And that's out of 900 entries. So, man, you just kind of look at those odds and know that, man, there's going to be a lot of really, really good barbecue that just doesn't make the cut. Man, the tunnel's only – there's still only 10 spots, you know, no matter if there's 100 good entries or whatever that number is, you know. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a big contest.
Let me hit on something here, if you don't mind.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Wes.
No, I want to back – I don't want to mess up your flow here, but Chris, you do very well in the, you know, IBCAs, the BC, you do well in KCVS as well. And I've watched you for a while, and you talked about your chicken injection and how, you know, you almost put it in that thing and it was boiling. Is that something you do in KCVS as well? Is it something you have obviously? Really? Can you elaborate on that just a little bit? Maybe is it a certain type of injection that it only does well when it boils? You do them all that way? Is you just do chicken? What can you tell us on that? Because, man, that really piqued my interest.
Whether I'm running foul play or I'm running chicken prod or cluck cutter, any kind of chicken injection I'm running. So yeah. I worked for Ernest Cervantes for a little while, you know, and like you do cold shocking vegetables and everything. And I think with chicken, you know, you're almost heat shocking that chicken. You're blowing that chicken up. So you expand those fibers. So chicken is one of the only meats we have that just doesn't absorb a lot of flavor unless it's coming from the injection. So when you inject it hot, it allows it to, in my personal opinion, I think it allows it to absorb everything you put on it. So I've been running the same chicken that way for probably about, since 2020, when we opened back up is when I started doing it. So, and it's worked well for me across all sanctioning bodies. So
yeah, it has. What have you, since you said you'll tell anybody anything, what's a chicken injection?
I've got more questions.
I'm going to be the guy that's going to dig. What have you landed on that works? You named the lot. Is there one you like the most? And you don't have to answer if you don't want, but I mean, you're the star of the show right now. So let's get it out of you.
Chicken prod. DPS chicken prod, man. It's the one that's been working for me.
All right, that's going in the notes, fellas.
I mix a lot of stuff with it, you know. I mean, I mix some of Bill's stuff in there, you know. There's
hit them all.
There's some Last Call in there. There's some of I don't know if y'all know Cam Day Elk Creek Barbecue. You know, I use Elk Creek Gold Dust in mine, and also his jalapeno salt. So it just
pretty much everything.
Anybody and we're still on chicken, show, right?
Right.
I mean, we're still on chicken.
Yeah. Man, wow. So we got pineapple underneath, which man, that's new to me, right. Chris. Man, where does the kitchen sink come into play? I mean, is that the finishing on the table?
It's the fifth ingredient in the finishing process.
Man, I love it. Good
job,
I love it.
Good job.
Man, it just shows you there's a lot of different ways to go from A to B, or however you want to put that, for sure. Yeah,
there's 100 ways to skin a cat, you know, and that's what me and Bill talked about earlier today, you know, chicken, ribs, brisket, pork, it's all subjective. Barbecue in general is all subjective, you know. Like you look at Bill. Bill said he took his chicken to 150, you know. I mean, I took my chicken to almost 190 in the breast this weekend. And the reason why I've done that is because I messed up. There's no other way around it. I messed up, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give him a KCBS chicken to see what happens. And when I probed that thing, my probe dove through my breast.
Wow.
And like, I'll tell you, mine is, you know, talking, listening to him with all this ingredients, I had game over as my brine. I had foul play as my injection. I didn't mix anything and no other products. I had sweet and savory as my base rub and rib grind as my two rubs, only on the top of the chicken. I didn't even season the bottom of the chicken. And knife and fork, they're not getting down to the bottom. I used two seasonings, and my shit couldn't have been more simple. But, man, that's the way I like to cook. And I don't like to cook, you know, man, you lose me at five ingredients. I ain't doing it, you know? Yeah. So,
let's not ask David, Bill what
David
he does.
And KP's running a tight race for most ingredients.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Of everything.
Man, he told me earlier, man, I used an eighth of a, and I'm like, shit, you might as well not put it in that eighth of a what? You know, like,
a teaspoon. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, Bill he's making the ingredient list longer. I mean, it was nothing in there.
Right. Man, here's Jared. He does good in chicken, and man, he runs his past 200 as well. So, man, there's one more. I mean, he's always in there on the chicken call. So, man, everybody run them to 200 except me, you know. So,
if it works, it works.
That's it,
man. It seems like to me, at least if we're talking about meats, there's, you know, from chicken seems to have the broadest range of things you can do to it. Man, like we're talking about temps, man, anything from, you know, whatever 150 to 200 in the breast, and all of these, you know, there's different people who hit on all these, man, a million recipes, man. Are we cooking on drums, offset, smoking it, you know, high heat? Man, there's a million ways. So chicken seems to be the most broad to me, that just different ways to get it done.
Yeah. And so many different flavors too. You know, I mean, man, you say it all the time, make brisket taste like brisket. You know, we all know kind of in our minds what a brisket, but man, there's so many different variations as far as impact and flavor on chicken. So, man, it's, and to be, I think, man, there's a lot of good brisket cooks. There's a lot of good rib cooks, but man, it gets real tight when you say, man, is there a lot of great chicken cooks? You know, it's the, man, I feel like that, that field gets a little smaller. So,
man, it does,
you know.
Yeah, you got a lot of people that'll dip in and out of it at times or whatever, but yeah, man, to have that, man, they crush it in chicken all the time. Right. It's a short list at the end of the day.
I mean, but if Randall, Hideaway, man, he crushes it in chicken all the time. You know, he usually does really good in chicken. He's usually a top three or top four chicken, and man, he's, man, he got seven that one year. And man, I'm not saying his ribs and brisket are bad, but man, whenever you're, you know, got a good rib and a good brisket and you're solid on chicken, man, you're gonna win a lot of contests.
At and I know for me, you know, if I get a chicken call, I feel like it's going to be a good day, right?
Yeah.
I mean, chicken could go one way or another, but
hey, Phil, sixth place is what you always
get. Six, and I'm always hoping. Man, it could be a 16 contest and I want sixth place chicken. Feels like I've GC'd more contests with a sixth place chicken than anything else. But yeah, I'm never hating on a sixth place chicken. I don't care if they only played a five. I'm liking that six.
Give me that six all day. We'll get in there for sure. So, man, what about ribs? We'll move into ribs.
Glad we circle back on ribs. Can we spend a little more time on ribs? And for, there was a few people who hopped in or whatever. And man, I don't know who all hit in ribs. Maybe we can recap that a little bit on the ribs. Man, I got ninth. I don't really know any of the other calls, but you know,
and I got 15th rib, you know, I was final table on ribs, and Vanessa made it to semifinal, so I guess she was in the top 40 on ribs out of 300, which, man, you can't complain about that. So
so I had a fourth place ribs. Rib call.
Nice,
no big deal.
Yeah. No big deal. But yeah,
but just like the chicken, you know, I finished those ribs on that go-to, that new.
You put the game over on the ribs too, or what?
Yeah, foul play. I mean, come on. I mean, shit. Hey, I mean, give it up.
Can't tell everything.
Right.
Was there any different approach to the ribs, or was that just, man, you run your ribs, Chris?
I ran my ribs, man. I ran the same rib. I've been running for years, dude. I mean, it's just a good rib, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken is the one meat, you know, I think that, in my personal opinion, you sometimes have to think outside the box. Ribs, if you got a good rib, run that rib. No matter where you're cooking it, run that rib. Run what you know, run what works for you, and just let it be what it is. You know, I mean, a good eat rib is a good eat rib.
Right. No pineapples in the ribs, Chris, or no?
No pineapples in the ribs, no.
Okay.
How'd you feel about your tenderness?
I felt my tenderness was great, man. My tenderness was spot on. I mean, I took a small rib. I cut my ribs down pretty small, and I had a hard time getting out of them in the box. I think that box was like, it's supposed to be in 8 inches. I think it was like 7 1/4. But I had a hard time getting 9 ribs in that box.
And you cut them down and still had a hard time.
Still had a hard time, man. It was tough.
Are you Hollywooding them or what?
I'm gonna check those tires real quick. I'm gonna let you guys keep talking while I go check them real quick.
Yeah. So, man, walk us through some of those emotions. Like, obviously, I'm sitting right behind you. Bill's next to me, and you know, we're witnessing the awards. Man, chicken was what, fifth place, Chris?
Fifth place, yeah.
Yeah, and man, so you're right in front of us, and when you got that, you turned up, and man, you were just, you know, and I mean, it was awesome to watch, to see the emotion in the call. And then, man, so what are you thinking as, okay, you're sitting there with fifth place, man, maybe you're talking to Bobby, man, what do you feel about the ribs or the brisket? I mean, what's that conversation like?
I felt my ribs were really good. Brisket, I messed up a little bit on my brisket, you know, so I felt brisket was probably my weakest category. but I knew the ribs were strong, you know, and I still felt good about brisket. It just didn't feel great about it, you know. So we got that rib call, and I turned to Bobby, and I'm like, babe, I was like, I think there's only two people that can catch us right now. And sure enough, you know, yeah, I thought it was Bill and Jorge. Well, it wound up being Bill, Jorge, and Sons of Smoke, you know. And I was like, man, I said, neither one of these guys get a call. I said, we're good. Well, when Jorge got to Fitz Brisket, I was like, shit. All right, that's cool. You know, went from GC to RGC, and then Sons of Smoke got the second brisket. And I was like, man, I said, we're third overall. I was like, I'll still.
And that's about when I turned around to you and said, Ben, Chris, what are you sitting on right now? And you already had that mapped out. So you already had that, you know, you said, man, so Sons of Smoke sitting in GC and Jorge sitting in RGC, and I'm sitting in third right now, if I recall that correctly.
Yeah. You do. You recall it correctly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a roller coaster of emotions, you know, because, I mean, you're sitting there going, man, like, and you don't get like that at every competition, but those big ones, man, you're like, man, like, it would be so awesome. It would be so awesome if this panned out the way you want it to pan out, but it don't always happen. So.
No, it don't. And I really felt like, I don't know, going into it this year, man, I felt like it could have been one of those years where a first place brisket wins it. Just when you're talking about the odds that we broke up earlier, I mean, when you got both those, I'm like, man, this is Davis to lose, right? You know what I mean? I mean, it might be over right now. And when you got that call, I already had a ninth place rib, which is 2 points. And man, at first place, I still can't catch Chris. So a lot of that was already gone for me. Not that you don't hope for that call, but you mentioned that on your brisket, you know, I kind of messed that up. Man, tell us more. What happened on the brisket?
So y'all know y'all were there. It was really windy, and I didn't put enough fuel in my brisket drum. My brisket probably stalled somewhere around, it was like 206.5 is where it stalled at. And it was just sitting. And you know, when that happens, you cannot leave your pit. You cannot leave your area, because when that thing breaks and it breaks fast. So I sat there and watching it, kept probing. Well, one time I reached in my drum and I didn't feel no fire on my hand. And I was like, shit, I have no fuel in this damn thing. So I had to transfer my brisket back to the Go-To, which is the only drum I still had running. And it was running a little hot. So I burned up a lot of that OSU. I didn't burn it all the way up, but I burned up a good probably 80 to 90% of it. So I lost a lot of my OSU. I had to remake an OSU, and it just wasn't. It wasn't what it was supposed to be, so.
Not that's ideal.
It hurt, yeah. Because it was my fault, 100%, so.
Yeah, well, congratulations on a hell of a cook-off, Chris.
Appreciate it, bro.
Man, 13 points, third overall at San Antonio Rodeo, over 300 teams. Man, hell of a weekend that I'm sure you'll never forget. Awesome job. And man, we're out of time for tonight. We don't really have time to talk about the brisket. I know people are asking, but man, we're just going to, man, we might recap it next week or what. But we do have 2 more minutes to talk about ribs, and we're just going to kind of go back down through the placements of those guys.
Man, who got 10th rib? Do we know? I can't remember who was 10th rib, first rib call.
Man, I know who got 9th.
Man, I'm trying to think. Yeah. Man, I'm so glad Phil got a call, too, because, man, he'll get pissed off that fucker doesn't get a call.
We're out of here.
We're out of here.
Gates are not. Man. They load the wagon.
We're loading it. We're gone. Yeah.
You talk about brisket, man. So I got to say something about brisket. And everybody knows, you know, like, the two best brisket cooks in the state of Texas are Phil Breeden and Mr. Fred Robus, who I call the king. You know, Fred Robus is the king of brisket, has been for many, many years. The man has won all over the place. I walk over to Fred's camp. Fred's not there, and I'm talking to Carlo, man. And Carlo's like, bro, he's like, you got to try Fred's brisket. I said, okay, let's go see his door open. Let's go see if he's in there. Well, he's not in there, but his brisket's on a cutting board. And I'm like, brisket does look good. Let me try that thing. I took a bite of that brisket. And when I ate it, I was walking back to my camp, probably ran into about 10 or 15 cooks. And I'm like, look, guys, we're all fighting for second place brisket. it was like you that year in Waller, you know, Phil, when I let you try my brisket, and you was like, you looked at me and said, hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with silver. That's what it was, bro. I mean,
what a dick. Sorry.
Ain't nothing wrong with second place brisket.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with second place, because Fred's brisket was head over heels above everybody else's brisket that I tried, man. It was just killer that day.
Man, I love that because it hit first. You know what I mean? Yeah, and it's nice when it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, it didn't make sense in my camp, but man, it made sense for Fred. Yeah.
And it didn't make sense till now. I'm glad to hear it was as good as it was.
Yeah. I'm glad it was a good brisket because, man, I felt like mine was a lot better than Vanessa's, and she hit seventh, and I was like, man, this could get real interesting. If they liked hers, they're really going to like mine. But, man, it turned out mine never made it out of the gate, it doesn't seem like. So I never made it to semifinal table, final table, any of it. So I got killed early on. But, and everybody in our camp really liked mine better. As far as flavors were the same, we ran the same stuff. My texture was a little bit better. Hers was a little drier. And I was talking to Chris at Proud Souls. He's like, oh, man, I think they're wanting a drier brisket. And they may be. I don't know. But, man, hers did have a little dryness on the end, and it got in there for seventh. But, man, it's a lot of tongues that we've got to please, and 300 entries going through. Man, I don't know how many tongues were there. You got to have the luck, you know, and good food. And, man, all the people that walked, we all know they're great cooks. So, man, there wasn't anybody up there that we didn't know that wasn't a great cook. So,
man, there was a shit ton of good barbecue that didn't walk. Yeah. 10 spots, 300 entries. Man, yeah. Man, I wholeheartedly believe 100 to 150 of those are just, man, could have walked.
Yeah, for sure.
So, man, you got to take that in perspective, and just a big congratulations to everyone who did walk there. And just one more time, if we could circle back on those ribs and just recap. Man, two sons of smoke winning San Antonio Rodeo. Congratulations, man. Awesome to watch. Jorge and TSM Cooking, RGC at San Antonio Rodeo, congratulations. And Chris Davis, a big third overall, congratulations.
Yeah.
Congrats to both those guys, man, because they took their asses off and they deserve everything.
No, they did for sure, man. And, man, I think, you know, we're right at an hour. But, man, if people got questions, man, questions for Chris on that chicken recipe or really anything, man, we'll spend a couple minutes answering some questions if somebody's got some stuff they want to ask. So, I think we're probably going to give away shirts again. Man, it worked out. The guy that won last year actually showed up at San Antonio Rodeo. So, man, that's pretty cool, you know. There's Eddie. Yeah. Fucking Eddie, man. It looked like Eddie had a good day, too, man. He finished outside on ribs and outside on brisket. You know, he's as strong Eddie. As they come, you know. So,
Eddie, sugar, please. Eddie, sugar, please.
Hey, so tell me, Bill, like, well, I'm sure Wes is in the background adding up some questions and this and that or comments or whatever. But, man, have we settled on anything for the, you know, what have you, the Sugar Nation?
Well, I mean, Chris put in there he liked Shig Ninjas, you know, and man, I do think that's kind of fitting because there's probably some people that are watching the show that maybe don't want people to know they're watching the show, and they're just listening to every little detail. And man, I think everybody's got a little bit of that in them where man, they may be watching, but man, they're not going to make a comment. Or, you know, I notice on my YouTube, just on my YouTube channel in general, man, there won't be any comments from any comp cooks, but I'll be at a competition and a guy come up, oh man, I watched every one of your videos. And I'm like, man, I've never see a comment, you know, like, so, I mean, I do think there's some ninja moves going on when it comes to Shiggin. And, so I thought it was pretty cool that, like I said, Schaefer said Shig Ninjas, but man, if you guys have got some other ones, throw them in there. But, my Shiggas, I like Eddie's too. Like what's that. Up, my Shiggas?
Bill, I just want to know when you're going to bring us in one at a time with the slow arm cross that I love so much. Are we going to be up? There you go. That's top notch.
Man, have you been practicing that, Wes? Give me the arm cross. We're looking for the hero pose.
He goes real high first. It is kind of unusual. Then he brings it in.
Right, bring it in.
Man, it's a work.
No, that's not Lee Hickel perfection yet. It's getting right there.
Serious face.
Seriously.
Yes, very serious face.
Carl Davis's, man, maybe we'll get man, Aaron, what did Aaron with Mammy, what did he score this last weekend? He GC'd, right?
He did.
He had 180 brisket, didn't he?
He did 180 brisket. Maybe we'll get him in here to talk to give us some brisket tips, you know.
Hey, that's one guy that will give you everything. Especially if he has a couple of cocktails. And we love you, Aaron. We love you. We're going to send you whatever the hell Phil's drinking. Because there's been
Bloody Mary, a bunch of y'all have asked. We're Bloody Marying it tonight.
Yep.
Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary's on the house. We'll get Aaron.
You know, you talk about Aaron Stouffer, man. Like, one thing I will say about ribs, some of these guys that are listening and asking, you know, like, Aaron Stouffer has a rib rub. And it's a sweet pecan rub. And my personal opinion, I think it's better than Cosmo's. I mean, it's a really good rub. And I've been using it in my rib wrap now for about probably a year, ever since he first gave it to me. And it's been helping my ribs a lot. So,
interesting.
That's perfect. It's a good shout out there for Aaron, Man Meat Barbecue.
Yeah, congrats, Aaron, with that 699.35, almost a 700. Man, he 180 brisket. He had a 174.8 in a fifth place pork. Ribs were sixth place at 173 and 11th place. Kiss your sister, 171 chicken. 699. Congrats, Aaron.
And looks like he's posted the price of his class.
No, they actually made a donation. There's a little thing, and there's a little function inside of YouTube. It's called a super chat where you can actually make a donation. And man, it shows up. I don't know if y'all can see it. Over there on the right hand side, but you know how it shows the $4.99. So but yeah, man, that's pretty cool. Thanks for the tip, Manuel. Appreciate that. So man, it's a new little feature. Like I said, they're called Super Chat. So man, we'll take all the money we can get. Maybe we can get Chris Davis a proper. Yeah, maybe we can get him a proper microphone or something. We get enough tips, you know.
$3 of a closed office building from back in the 80s.
Yeah. Man, we can buy Phil a bottle of vodka. Who knows what we can spend it on? You know?
Make sure it's Reka.
We'll run a Sally Struthers type commercial to get everybody well equipped. For just 30 cents a day, we can help, Chris.
For 30 cents a day.
I tell you, Aaron, me and Phil were talking about
it too.
Man, me and Phil were talking about actually putting together, getting some Shiggin shirts. So we were talking about that this week to have some Shiggin fried shirts. So
it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. The
Shiggin shirts.
Get ready. Away,
you know, so.
Man, we haven't tried. I actually ordered. I told Bill earlier today. I'm like, man, and, you know, sometime last week we were talking about microphones or whatever, and I'm like, man, feel like I need to get a little more official here. I don't have headphones or microphone. I got the phone standing on a stand, and you know, some of our kitchen bar stools on here to hold the beverages and the Skittles. But anyway, I'm like, man, what microphone you got? And he tells me, he sends me a link and this and that. Well, I'm like, man, that's pretty cool. But man, I want some podcast equipment. And I like those mics with the wires around it because it looks like super official. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I've kind of been holding back on that because I feel like every week Bill's going to fire me. It's like, Bill's out, you know? And I'm like, man, I don't waste my money on that equipment. I feel Bill's like at any point, man, I'm like, man, I tried, but yeah, it's not working.
He's got the Mortal Kombat. Freaking gamer microphone, you know, the earpiece, like some World Combat game. So,
man, he's at deer camp. You know, he's like at deer camp. He's like, I'm not in the cockpit. I'm in a folding chair. I'm like, man, you have a piano in the background. What kind of deer camp are y'all running?
Right.
Very classy deer camp. Very classy.
Very classic. Just very French. Deer camp in Mississippi. For those who don't know, only closes in June, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. We are going to work KP more and more into it. We just got to get him off of the stage fright because, man, he's awesome. So, man, he's usually hanging around Phil's house. So we will, It's just, Phil's going to get replaced by KP. He'll probably replace us all, truth be told. He will. If he got in here, he would end up stealing the show on all of us.
The only thing holding back is technology.
Right.
That's it. Somebody's going to have to turn the computer on for him.
Right.
Yeah. Once he does that, we're golden.
Man, right. KP's over here. You got a charger? I'm like, not for a flip phone.
I don't know what a picture. No way.
I don't know what a super sticker is, but thanks, Manuel. But man, Gulf Coast Smoke, make sure you're following him. He donated $10, so appreciate that, Alonzo. I think he's gonna be cooking this weekend, and a bunch of us are gonna be down. Are y'all all going to Smoking on the Rio? Are you going to that one, Chris, or no?
And I really haven't made my decision yet. Bobby asked me if I wanted to, and I made my decision. So I'll probably make my decision last minute.
Well, I think we got one.
Hey, well, listen, I think today's January 30th or whatever, and they have a – man, I think February 1st it goes up to 350 or 2nd or whatever. So, man, if you're on the fence about it, might as well save 50 bucks. But, man, I don't get it. What's this once a month, every 6 weeks, whatever, cooking? It doesn't make sense to me, Chris. Man, let's roll.
Let's man, we got a lot of stuff going on, you know, and I'm trying to like make sure that we're okay, you know, to go be able to do all these things we want to do. And we've been talking about, you know, running KCBS this year. And KCBS is both you guys though and Wes, you know. I mean, it's expensive, man.
Whew, yeah. God, yeah. I'm gonna have to sell the piano.
Those Mississippi payouts are pretty good though, you know.
They are pretty good, especially since Wes never wins them.
Where's that banner at? Where's that banner at? Where's that banner at? Come on, Chris. I'm gonna back my boy up on that. Wes, get the banner. I don't care if it's virtual. Throw it up,
Chris. I have always had your back, but you're dead to me.
I know,
bro. I just want you to know.
Dead to me now, man. Look at the time. We're running over. Quick.
Hey, that actually ties into my next question. We can't get rid of Bill over here. He's technically he has property, I believe. When are we going to get Phil, and when are we going to get you, Chris, come over here? And I say anywhere in Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee. Y'all gonna cook a little KCBS this year or what?
So I'm coming to South Haven, Mississippi. And wow. I'm doing the KCBS World Invitational in Lebanon. And I'm trying to find out if Brandon's still happening, man. It's not listed.
It is. It is happening. It was going to be on a date that was going to come out, but it got double booked with the organizer or with the rep. So he's having to move it, and he's fighting KCBS hard to get it on the schedule. Bill comes to that when he won that last year, got a seventh, I believe, if I'm correct.
Yeah. And Schaefer got his seventh the year before. That's there. Right. You know, me and Schaefer.
Hey, guys, there's more than one contest. I have won multiple times in Mississippi. So let's just not play this like it's just, you know, Bill and Chris. I want to get a little credit. Mm-hmm. But no, it's.
But you get an extra deer tag every time you get a GC in Mississippi?
No.
I will tell everybody, make sure you're smashing the like button on the YouTube video. I think it helps the algorithm or whatnot. So, man, on your way out when we close the door, go ahead and tap that guy. Man, if you liked it. And, man, if you picked up something good here on the show, which, man, we're going to try to bring you some good content. But, man, not everybody's going to be as open as Chris. Man, you can go ahead and tag us on social media, Shiganfried, you know, hashtag Shiganfried. So we'll kind of get the word out. At least, it'll let us know that, man, what we're doing might be helping somebody cook. You know, we want to grow the sport of barbecue. Both me and Phil, you know, and several people that we'll bring on here all have products and whatnot. So, man, the better we grow barbecue, the better our lives can be as far as people that make products and the bigger it can come. So you can check CBA's website, KCBS's website, IBCA's website. Man, if there's events, if you're not a cooker and you want to get into cooking, man, check those websites. That shows where a lot of the events are. KCBS is mainly all over the world, whereas CBA and IBCA right now are mainly in Texas. But, man, we'd love to see you guys out there. And, you know, we don't – usually when we're cooking, we're pretty busy actually cooking. So, and sometimes maybe we'll ask to don't come by till after brisket turn in or whatnot. But equally so, man, we want to grow the sport. So.
Yeah,
man. Thanks for everybody tuning in for sure. So,
if you do come by Phil's camp and he tells you to get the fuck out,
I mean it literally.
not mixing words.
Well, you know, it's, I've had a lot of comments too on the show, you know, because, you know, me and Phil talked about this earlier. You know, Phil's pretty focused at a cook-off. You know, he's, man, he's there. It's what he does for a living. Man, he's, there's, even with me and him are the best of friends, but man, we don't socialize a lot during the cook. You know, we're not, we'll be right next to each other, but we won't say two words to each other, man, for most of the cook, because man, he's focused on his stuff. I'm focused on my stuff, but, man, there's been a lot of people that have really liked to see Phil, and you know, man, they're seeing a different side of Phil, because for the most part, man, he goes to awards and then usually he's out after awards. He's not hanging around a bunch. And man, that wasn't always the case. I think back in the day when I first started, man, it was fucking beer cans flying everywhere, you know, and it was, man, we were partying every night.
But it can happen at any time. Look, I mean,
every time, man, I'm around them, what do you mean back in the day? Those fuckers will
start playing at any time. And the Friday nights have definitely toned down. You know, you're getting older, whatever, you know, I mean, shit, I still like to throw down, but man, I'll typically save that for Saturday evening when I have no response. I mean, even if you don't like stay awake for awards, you didn't fail. So I don't really care, but man, when I'm cooking, I am focused, and man, it takes every brain cell I got to focus on my cook and do what I do. So
it's I'll hard save when it for you're after awards. Something cooks a year. Right. It's hard on the old liver.
Yeah, it's hard on the old liver. Yeah, we pace ourselves these days.
Bill was there. Bill cooked the brisket. And this brisket was phenomenal, man. It was the best brisket I think he's ever cooked, you know. We're sitting there at awards, you know, and they call second. When they call second, Phil raises his beer up. He puts his beer all the way in the air, man. And everybody's looking like, what the fuck is this guy doing? I done told everybody, just like I did Fred this weekend. Like that day, Phil was winning brisket. That was hands down, it was going to happen. Well, we had him psyched out, and they long drawled this number out, man. It was like 1, 7, 9, 6, 3. And they're like, 6, 3, 6, 3. And Phil's like, come on, motherfucker, seriously? And he slams that beer. People went crazy. But I say that, you know, because there's a lot of guys on here from Texas looking in, you know, and like maybe they want to take a class or whatever, you know. Phil's been a great friend of mine for a long time, you know, and he's helped me out a lot, you know, during my cooking career. And we started around the same time as well. But he's had great success. If you guys in Texas are looking for a class to take, man, I would highly suggest taking his class, because Phil has, he's full of knowledge across all sanctioning bodies. So I just want to give you a shot.
And he's got a class this weekend. You're full though, yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. We're jam packed this weekend. Coming up, and that's the only class on the books. I don't know, man. We might do it. Me and Carvin were talking about it earlier today if we're gonna do another one this year. And you know, right. I'm not sure if we are or whatever, but man, excited to have the class this weekend and have everybody out. It's gonna be a fun time.
Phil, do you offer pay 4 for 4, like a Klarna, any type of Sezzle for your class? I'd like to jump in one of these.
You know, well, way here.
Man, I'm pretty easy. Yeah, whatever. You know,
just cash. Just, I'm gonna come paying in pennies and rolled nickels. You take that?
I barter. Maybe I get on Deer Lease in Mississippi, hunt year round.
I love it. And I'll tell
you, Phil, I mean, play it. The piano. You know, if you teach me how to play piano,
it's all
we're just free of charge.
Man, Phil had a guy this weekend that was, you know, he was, man, showing some stuff, and the guy kept saying, Bill, don't do it this way. Bill, don't do it this way.
Yeah. Cruz is an awesome dude. He's taking Bill's Barbecue Champs Academy class or whatever. And so, yeah, we'll be going through something. And we you know, me and Bill talk a lot, and we do have a lot of similar processes, but we both pay our own way or whatever. And then we do something this way. And here I am. Yeah, Bill don't do it that way. I'm like, You know, at that time, I'm like, man, here it comes. I'm going to get ditched. Bill's going to be in the camp next year. He's like, man, I got Bill this year. Hey, we back on for San Antonio? No, I got Bill in here. I got chicken fried in here. You know what I mean? And Bill pulled up to the restaurant, front pro parking. It's right by the door. Spot opens up. The guy's backing out. You know what I mean? Did everything but park the car for him.
Hey, Phil, that's because Bill has 4 tires that are completely aired up.
Right. Phil did have a flat this weekend.
Man, that worked out. I was just trying to avoid grease fires.
I will say that me and Fred are talking about doing an, I think we did a joint class a couple of years ago, and obviously Fred hit first brisket, I hit first chicken. So he's like, man, I think we ought to might do another class. And he gets plenty of people messaging him, same as me, that, man, when are you going to do an in-person class? So, man, you might see something. I think we're looking at maybe late March to put something together where, you know, Fred does two meats. We'll probably get him to do chicken and me do brisket, but then we'll get a flyer up at some point. I think right now we're just looking for a location. So, man, keep your eyes out for that if you're interested. So,
man, we don't really pump the classes or anything, probably as much as we really should. But, man, we know we're all out there spending $1,000 every weekend. And if you're getting no return on that, you know, and it's not a cheap sport. Man, and you should be just to kind of fuel the fire or whatever. And man, these classes can be, I mean, if you look at it to where you go spend whatever it is, $1,000 or whatever, and you gain that knowledge, man, just a few calls, you know, and it's, you get the knowledge that lines these up, and you're talking about Bill and Fred doing a class, first place chicken at the rodeo, you know, first place brisket at the rodeo. Bill GC'ing it last year, RGC'ing it the year before, Fred winning the rodeo. And man, I don't know, that knowledge is priceless, you know, in the sport we're in. So for what it's worth.
Yeah, and I'll also say this too, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that are like recipe hunters, man. If you do take a class, whether it's Phil's class or anybody's class, man, pay attention to the techniques, because man, those techniques are crucial. And those techniques are what I think separate, you know, Phil's had, you know, I've taken Phil's class, man. It was my first class was a shadow class with Phil, and Chris Davis was there, and Phil hit first ribs and first brisket. And man, right after that, and man, I took really good notes, man. I took a lot of the timing and a lot of the techniques are still, man, every bit of it, man, I still use it today. A lot of the techniques and timings on finishing processes and whatnot like that. So, man, make sure you, if you do take something, and make sure you take good notes as far as time stamp and stuff, because that's, man, recipes can interchange. I get bored running the same sauce every week or the same. So I'm constantly playing with those. But, man, my techniques don't really change much, you know.
And recipes fall off, you know. Tips and techniques, you know, those tips and techniques, they usually don't fall off. They usually transfer from cook, you know, even when the recipe has changed. So,
right. Yeah, and even beyond that, it's no different than Bill talked about earlier. But, you know, man, we got two Webers, same baskets, same chicken start times, and they're running 15 degrees difference. He's got to make some moves, Cambro one, and, you know, whatever. Then you're on to cooking. And, man, a lot of that just comes with experience of, man, when we're early on in this sport, you know, man, not everything makes sense, and you're running timelines and what I do next and looking at the clipboard or whatever. But later on, after you've done hundreds of these or however many it is, doesn't matter, and then you're just cooking, right? So, man, and it don't always go right, and you got to make, you got to make moves. You got to make adjustments. You got, it's every cook-off damn near, or maybe it ain't, but you know, and that's kind of where this experience plays into that. But having a base core of those techniques, man, often people aren't looking in the right place. They are going for recipes, or, you know, which recipes are important, but it's about chicken, million ways to get it done. And man, techniques at the end of the day are, you know, a lot of where it happens.
You know, and I'm
and you look at Kevin, this guy, Kevin, my pits are burning. Man, he won team of the year. He racked up 10 GCs, but man, he's still wanting to go out and learn and take, you know what I mean? Which is, you know, like I said, man, keeping your game strong. And man, you may not take anything from a class. It may just one little nugget that you end up taking away. And man, that technique might help you out, might get you a call and make itself back. And I'm not here to try to sell a bunch of classes, but as Phil says, it's an expensive ass sport. And if you're sitting in your chair and you're not getting any calls, man, find somebody that cooks on the same type of cooker you use. If you're cooking on drums, find a drum cook. If you're cooking on offset, find somebody that's successful and you feel like I'll tell you the truth. And I know for a fact Phil tells the truth. I've been in his trailer. I watched it. I've helped him teach classes. Man, he tells exactly what he does. Man, he doesn't try to hide anything. You know, man, he wants everybody to be successful. So, man, it's what, all we have in this barbecue game is our reputation, and it's a small community. So, yeah. Man, to put somebody going down the wrong direction, man, doesn't do good for anybody. So,
I'm not sure either one of you two guys will want to do this, you know, but you know, a lot of these cooks, they don't understand how to overcome adversity. When things go bad and things go wrong, you know, like maybe if you're teaching a class, maybe you can make something go wrong on purpose to show these guys.
Man, I can make something go wrong on accident. Shit. Free fire. Here we go, boys. Get the notepads. Right. Man, you're going to see how to make some adjustments quick. KP, you watching that fire? No, it's 180. Man, you're going to see some adjustments today, boys. Right. Man, I've done it, Chris. That class has already happened. Right. Man, it might happen again this weekend.
Right. Is KP watching the fires?
KP's on.
We're gonna give him some. We're gonna give him a little bit more mundane task. I got AJ guards are coming. Why, AJ, you're on the fires.
Kit's on crowd control.
Yeah. I mean, Kit's on. Man, Kit's fielding questions and telling jokes. You know, or whatever. He's over there by Pops. Man, my near drink. You know, shit.
Oh man.
Yeah. That's it.
And how's the t-shirts going, Wes? We got comments. Who's winning shirts this week?
Yeah,
I've been keeping up with them, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I had one picked out, and I think our boy Aaron came in and stole the show at the last minute. He had a really good comment that I think stood out.
What did he want to run down the rib category at the rodeo again?
No one has given
automatic
a damn
cert if anybody said that.
I think he was asking who won chicken category. I think he was
no big deal. No big
deal. You know? I didn't realize they give out belt buckles either till I got up there and the guy hands me this big shiny belt buckle. I'm like, oh shit, man, that's
he's
awesome.
Like, here's another one.
Hey, did you look down at that belt buckle bill and go, man, these really get old?
Right. I could tell it was the same belt buckle guy for the last 3 years. You know, that's what I told Aaron Leslie. It's man, belt buckles look the same for the last 3 years, Aaron.
Change the gear.
Give this to a less fortunate cook somewhere down Knife Place and Ribs. Give that to
me. Man, we're only in 24. We still got 25, 26, 20. Man, it's gonna be 30 before they change anything substantial.
Right. No joke.
Do you have anything good for us, Wes, or no?
Oh, appreciate absolutely it, bro. So I think this, I mean, he hit it on the head. I mean, you can find recipes in a Betty Crocker cookbook. You can't find those little things that set a pitmaster apart from an average Joe. And I know that's just speaking the obvious, but it's the truth. That's why we do these classes. That's why it's good to go, you know, to a field, to a build class, to a Fred, find out. And Chris, you know, said something earlier, when things go wrong, can you fix it? That's where you go do this. You know, you can try your best, but you know, you got to get a little knowledge and always trying to update your knowledge the best you can. So me personally, that's what I voted on. You guys run the show. Let me know. But I thought that was a really great point.
You're the producer, man. You picked it out, man. Aaron's getting a chicken fried shirt and an LC shirt. We'll send you the code via Messenger, Aaron. So
you'll get the code
for a free shirt. So man, you'll have to wear it when you come on the show. So
damn right.
Maybe get Aaron. I'm thinking we want to get Aaron on next week. Is there any KCBS next week or no? Because I kind of want to rotate it. You know, I want to cover all. You know.
KCBS doesn't really take off until March. You know, you've got those right. couple in Florida, but they really right. start hitting in March.
Right.
And that one in Florida next weekend got canceled, I think.
That's right. The Budweiser Smoke on the Shores, it did.
All right, so I'm showing one on the schedule. It's Grills Gone Wild. is that canceled?
It says none. Aaron says none, so.
Oh, is that not next week? Maybe I'm on the wrong weekend.
Man, I'm on the next week, Aaron. How your schedule looks next week? If you're
all right,
game, Aaron, we'll get you in here and we can talk about that 180 brisket. So,
all right,
he's given me his brisket recipe several times. I've never run it, but maybe I should. You know, so
it might work out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it does decent.
Well, there's Carmen getting in there on the comment.
She's in. I just saw it. And Crocs. Belt buckle shorts and Crocs.
It's the uniform.
Yeah, we probably do need to get Wes a shirt, you know. So
I don't think you only what's your sizes on these things, man?
We don't have extra small, bro.
We don't have a medium. I know that.
Can I at least get one that lights up?
Can barbecue medium starts at extra large. So
right. It's the winner's cut. What you call it.
Aaron, and let us know in the comments, Aaron, if you're game for next week, and we'll get you on here. We can chop it up, and maybe, you know, Schaefer was supposed to come on tonight, but man, I think he had a long day at the restaurant. He texted me, man, you guys will be fine without me. He's going to sit this one out, but maybe we can get Schaefer to come on as well.
No big deal.
Hopefully, no big deal. Hopefully he can get some rest, you know, so shout out to Heavy Smoke, who canceled at the last minute on us, but man, I think the show was probably better without it.
I mean, would you text me about, you know, 12 minutes? We got to log on. Chris is out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we have a no big deal segment of the show?
We can. Yeah.
Going forward, no big deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No big deal. I thought I was going to have a night off with the no big deal. Chris is on there. He can take over. But, like, man, last minute, I had to rearrange the brain for no big deal. We have plenty of opportunities with a no big deal to pop out tonight, for sure. Right.
I don't think you understand, Phil. You're a permanent fixture on the show. You're going nowhere,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, yeah. We're probably going to change the name of the show. So it's going to be Shig and Fried with Bill and Phil. I think that's what we're going to believe. KP. You know what I mean? So
KP. Yeah. KP.
Man, our producer's on the fence. You know, he's a game time decision every fence. You know, so
yeah,
we'll see.
We're going to decide. I'll let you know Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. But man, thanks everybody for tuning in. Man, we're an hour and 30 minutes, so we're going to go ahead and shut her down. And man, we'll see you guys next week. And I'll probably rebroadcast this on YouTube or on Facebook, maybe on Thursday or something. So, so everybody that didn't tune into YouTube, man, they can watch the replay. So, but man, thanks a lot. And this is where the music will start once we get music to fade us out. Anyway.
Night, boys.
Hey, night, guys. Thanks, Chris. Night, appreciate guys. It, brother.
Thanks, Bill.
Y'all can hang in here. I'm just going to end the stream. So,